take a walk.
Let's walk into the information zone, shall we? Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler with me in this hour to analyze what's going on. Some of the more important stories of the day are on Good Day here. Actually, what we do on this program is take the news, as the world of News Talk Radio is all about talking about what's in the news, and try to get it into some square or round hole so that you know what it means. What does this mean to you? Importantly, you can exercise that interest by dialing 888-302-3684. I'll do that more slowly because we have about a dozen new stations listening to the program today. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at Doug Steffen, STEPHAN.com. Ken at DougSteffen.com. Ken monitors social media. Twitter, at Good Day Show, Facebook.com, at Good Day Show. There are tons of ways of you to express yourself about the issues of the day, the events, things that people are talking about. And maybe I'll spend a little more time talking about some of the Washington news as the people waking up listening to WTNT, hearing this program for the first time. I'm not a stranger to Washington radio. As a matter of fact, I think I've been on, over the years, every station in Washington there is to be on, frankly, that has conversation. And by the way, this is, for the stations that are tuning in, the people listening to these stations for the first time, this is not a Johnny-come-lately effort here. I'm celebrating, at the beginning of next month, the 25th year of this program. There's been a lot of attention given to Rush Limbaugh in his 25 years. He started doing the program he's doing now in August of 1988. This program, the Good Day program, which has changed in context over the years four or five times, started in October of 1988. So I'm not a Johnny come lately to discussing what's going on in the world. So let's get at some of the things. And the sad reality is that much of what's in the news today is all about victims. You've heard the story, no doubt, to this point about the masked gunmen, the cowards that are connected in some way to Al-Qaeda. Some think going into that mall in Nairobi, killing 68, 69 people, at least 175 are injured. They took a number of people hostage who are still apparently in their control. Two-day standoff. The Westgate Shopping Center is the location. A lot of foreigners go there. I was mentioning earlier that I've been to Nairobi, and it certainly is a city. Well, the country of Kenya is a lesson in contrasts as well. A lot of things there that just are not what you would expect. You hear the story about the mall, and you see some of the really amazing things that have gone on in the Middle East with countries that have developed themselves, and even in Northern Africa or Southern Africa. You go down to South Africa, amazingly progressive areas. This is not one of those regions. There are things that go on there that are of great diplomatic significance, and thus it makes it a good target. But you have all of these. I mean, that's one of many. There was a suicide bombing targeting a church in Pakistan, killing 78 people, wounding more than 120, Kenny. The government there says the victims all appeared to be Christians who were leaving their church. This focus on religion and what it does and how it rears its ugly head continues to astound people, although there was no motivation for the shooting of the Washington Navy Yard that's connected to religion, I don't think. The president, by the way, and the first lady yesterday attending a memorial service for those victims. The Obamas joined the families of the 12 victims at the Washington Marine Barracks. And the president said something that was pretty creepy. I don't mean in context that he is creepy, but he said, quote, "I fear there's a creeping resignation that this is somehow the new normal." And with those words, he got a lot of discussion and debate going. And I wonder if we might have that on our Facebook page as well, Kenny, or people who want to try to throw some sense at this. The new normal. We're just accepting it. All of this stuff, the shoot 'em up in the mall there, the shoot 'em up in the Navy Yard, the shoot 'em up in Pakistan, the shoot 'em up, yeah, there's a U.S. diplomat whose wife was killed in this attack. There's just on one on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other. Where does it stop? And how does it stop? You have lots of conversation. Wayne LaPierre from the NRA was on one of the Sunday morning programs yesterday talking about, I think it was CBS's Face the Nation. He and Schieffer were talking about what in the world the presence of more armed guards would have meant. And I think LaPierre, who isn't somebody that I always focus on in the most positive of terms, even though I belong to the NRA, I think he's a politician. He is. He's just another politician. He's got an axe to grind. But he said something that made a lot of sense. And that is, if we have all these people who have been trained well in the use of armaments, that's how they get a uniform, why are they not guarding the base instead of those who get hired by these contractors? I think that's a terrific question, isn't it? Under the circumstances.
Very good question, yes.
Well, all right, so what do you get for a read with some of our input from your side, Kenny?
Let's see. Richard says this proves what happened at the Navy Yard proves the gun-free ban throughout Washington does not work. Killers always find a way to kill. Bans don't work. Celia says the shooter had a condition, should have stayed on his meds. People need psychiatric evaluation with their physicals.
That is so true. I am such a believer in the focus on mental health in our country, or the lack thereof, I think, in terms of what the government is doing or not doing. You can see what happens to people that come back with post-traumatic stress disorder. What in the world are we thinking when we leave these people hang out to dry? It's disgusting, frankly. And you hear these, those of you listening in Washington, one more person who says the sequester is the reason for it, that person ought to be shown the back door to some room. It's ridiculous. Politicians, I know there'll be a ton of people listening on one side or the other who say, yeah, the sequester is good, no, the sequester. This government is so rot. I'm so excited to be back on in Washington where I can yammer about my whole philosophy of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. So maybe somebody's going to hear me and at least get ticked off because I keep hammering away at it, because it is one of the cause celebs of our time. The unbelievable waste and fraud and corruption in government, and what we could have if we were managing things, if there were managers at all levels instead of a bunch of bumbling boob bureaucrats who screw around and leave us with the mess to clean up. And it just, it's too much. At any rate, I'm sorry to have to start off my relationship with a lot of people who are listening to me for the first time talking about all this murder and mayhem, but it is what's there. And so thus we have covered it, and I want to move on. The president will open the UN with a lot of talk of diplomatic opportunities. This is the week for the UN to get back into session. Talk about that in just a moment. As you listen to the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Tonight on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returns.
This is the voice.
And guess who's back? Yeah. Christina and CeeLo together again with Blake and Adam.
I love Maroon 5.
Sorry, I don't know how to respond when you say something nice.
They're reunited and it feels so good.
He speaks one language over there.
It's called winning.
The voice returns tonight, followed by James Spader in the premiere of The Blacklist, the show USA Today calls the fall's best new drama, tonight on NBC.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in a cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian zing? They got Asian zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Wall-to-wall TVs, hand-spun wings, and 16 signature sauces, and over 20 beers on tap. That's a definitive home field advantage. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, wings, wild wings and beer. Wings, yum. Beer, and sports. All right. So, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Ken Kessler and I, normally Roberta, let's see, who's here? And Jennifer Horn is here in this hour. She'll be back with us later on this week. She has been gone for a month doing some other important things. Also, a normal voice in here would be Rich McFadden, who's going through a treatment for cancer and is here and there. But we have lots of voices, and including yours, at 888-302-3684, as we discuss some of the issues of the day. I was noting with interest, Kenny, that the president is going to open up meetings at the UN with some strong diplomatic opportunities. Three vexing issues, as they are described: Iran's disputed nuclear program, Syria's chemical weapons use, and the peace between Israel and the Palestinians. What may be the best thing to come out of this is a defrosting of our relationships with Iran, given the fact that the new president of Iran wants to talk to Mr. Obama. It's got to be a good sign.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Right, that's a good sign. One wonders, I have been thinking about this since the whole Syrian chemical weapons thing came to the surface. How many other countries have these weapons? How much do we have in our country? How much do the Russians have? How much do the Chinese have? And why is there not an approach to chemical weapons the same as was, remember when the Oslo Accord tried to limit the number of nuclear? And I mean, we still have lots of nuclear bombs, plenty to blow up the whole planet. But there was at least some lip service given to trying to maintain a cap on all of these armaments. So why not the same thing for chemical weaponry would be my question. I think we'd all forgotten about it until the sarin gas was used to kill the 1,400 people in Syria, right? Most of you have forgotten about gas and how it was used in Vietnam. I don't think there was any gas used in the Middle East during that war. I don't think there's been any gas used for quite a while. I mean, I kind of put it out of my mind. So one would wonder if we ought not to be thinking about that a little bit more, and whether the Obama advisors can deal with it in a way that's not naive is the question as well. 888-302-3684 on the Monday Good Day program.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Describe Rihanna as a pop diva?
I don't know if she's a diva yet.
But she's on her way. she's driving toward divaism as a word. Divaism. I just created that one. You can look it up in your Funkin' Wagnalls or wherever good words are found. Anyway, Rihanna spent the weekend at the beach in Thailand, leaving behind a trail of racy tweets and incriminating Instagram photographs that led police there to arrest a couple of people for allegedly peddling protected primates. How do you like that? People peddling protected primates. People peddling protected primates. She's in the Diamond World Tour. Stopped in Thailand to visit the people there. She befriended some local wildlife. We have the story from today's show at DougStefan.com. So she posted a link on Twitter, Kenny, to an Instagram photo that showed her in sunglasses snuggling up to a furry primate called the Slow Loris, and tweeted, "Look who has taken to talking dirty to me." The Slow Loris is a squirrel-like animal with big eyes, and it's endemic to southeastern Asia, listed as a protected species there. An interesting story, or two or three, all of these. I think the best part of the story is people who are peddling protected primates.
It's nice when you can work in some alliteration.
Right, exactly. Whatever, that's silly little stuff that amuses me. All right, speaking of amusing, those of you who are new to the program, we're into sort of mixing the mood, if you will, here on Good Day. So we always, at this point in this hour, bring you some of the monologue choices from the previous day's late night shows. Arsenio Leno Fallon here from last Friday night.
What a good-looking audience. And you know what's cool about this audience? You come in more colors than the iPhone 5C. Y'all. As you know, the new iPhone is out today. They say it has a lot of new features, which will totally revolutionize the way we as Americans receive and ignore news about Syria. There are actually two new iPhones. There's a 5S and a cheaper plastic 5C. In fact, the 5C does so much work for so much less that the Siri in it is Mexican.
How many thought this was the lines of the new iPhone? Be honest. Did you think they are? Huge lines at the Apple stores as the new iPhone 5S goes on sale. On the news tonight, they said that hundreds of people are already camping out to be first in line when the store opens. Is that really camping, really, huh? Sitting at the mall in yoga pants, eating peakberry yogurt there, huh? Waiting to buy an iPhone. That's not camping, that's dorking. You're dorking out, okay? You are dorking out, exactly. Now, and listen to this. To compound the problem, Apple also says there's an iPhone shortage. You know what they're blaming it on? China's one-child policy. Not enough workers. Not enough workers.
This is good news. This is great news. For the first time in 90 years, Time magazine has appointed a female editor. 90 years. But while it's a big change for the publication, she promises it will still be the same magazine that you briefly glance at before you buy an Us Weekly. She promises. She'll stick, yeah. Oh, that looks like that's some good reading there. I want to see this new diet, Kardashian.
All right. So in the next half hour, we'll go through the list of winners on last night's Emmy show, for those of you who didn't see it or want to get a recap of that, plus more of the significant conversation about the news of the day, the important stories of the day, the Doug Steffen Good Way at the Good Day Way of looking at the good news and the regular news here on Monday.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Following the outbreak of measles and whooping cough in Texas, should states leave it entirely up to parents to vaccinate, encourage them, or even require vaccination in such cases of contagious diseases?
I think in some cases, under some circumstances, you would have to require. But as a general rule, you strongly encourage, with education and the rest, parents to vaccinate. You don't want a backlash. You don't want to lay down the law and then people just don't do it.
You know, it's very simple. If you don't want to vaccinate your kids, don't have kids. This story fascinates me in that it was really a number of prominent liberal activists in Hollywood who tied vaccinations to autism. And then suddenly you had evangelical communities listening to these people who have started doing this. The science doesn't prove what they're scared of. It makes me so mad.
This is what scientific ignorance does to you.
I'm Mark.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Monday, September the 23rd, the year is 2013. Before we get that all figured out. First full week of fall. How did the weekend fare with you? Did you get chilly wherever you are? This program is broadcast to hundreds of radio stations around the country. We also are well represented on various sites, including DougStephan.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. Let's see, where else? TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio. Do you see the story, Kenny? Ken Kessler is here with me. I wish Jennifer were here because we could go through the iHeartRadio thing this weekend. For those of you who are big into concerts and that sort of thing, in addition to the Emmy program, there were some pretty interesting events around the country, not the least of which was the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas, where Miley Cyrus made the news. She broke down in tears because she's upset that her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth, is a drug addict and she broke up with him. Who broke up with whom? Did she break up with him or did he break up with her?
Depends who you ask.
Really? Okay. Anyway, she was really tearful. She said to the audience, "I'm so thankful that you are supporting me." And so she was actually, she had two different performances. Second time she came out, she pulled it together and wore another one of those provocative outfits consisting of a see-through dress and pasties. So she wasn't really that upset after all.
Classy.
Classy. All right. So here's the story with the Emmys last night. Sort of as I was in and out of them. Not really big on award shows. I kind of always like the Oscars. And when it comes to these sorts, excuse me, I have a little allergy. What, you need my allergy? Sometimes I get a little bit plugged. Anyway, these award shows usually are not all that exciting. But we are all pretty eager to hear Neil Patrick Harris, who usually is good. I thought a lot of the things he did last night was good, but when he kicked things off with that unfunny sort of pre-tape segment featuring the CEO of CBS, Les Moonves, and there are all of these other shows. Yeah, I think I left that. Matter of fact, my dog Charlotte, who's here in the studio with me, is complaining. Can you hear her? Well, she didn't like the Emmys last night either. And I thought there was the controversy, the in memoriam stuff, the Corey Monteith over the top. There's just too much of that. All right, okay, so he was good on Glee. I didn't even know who the guy was before he died. But these people, they go over the top. Maybe he was a wonderful guy. Maybe he's a loving guy. But Jack Klugman died. Larry Hagman died. How come there wasn't as much attention? They'd certainly accomplished a heck of a lot more in their careers than Monteith did. So why not a lot of attention? The remembrances, Robin Williams remembered Jonathan Winters, which was kind of cool. Rob Reiner's tribute to Gene Stapleton was neat, but I thought Jane Lynch went too far. Enough already with him. Meanwhile, Julia Louis-Dreyfus did very well in terms of awards, and the Veep show on HBO just underscored how well all of these cable shows are doing. The big winner was Behind the Candelabra, three awards, including Best Miniseries, Best Actor in a Miniseries, Michael Douglas, Best Director, Steven Soderbergh. Breaking Bad took home the top honor. The winning Best Supporting Actors went to Anna Gunn from that show. I thought it was appropriate that Jeff Daniels won for The Newsroom, because I think that that's a good show. Claire Danes won Best Actress for Homeland. Barbie Cannavale won Best Supporting Actor for Boardwalk Empire. Sorry, don't see that show. It's way, way, way too violent. Way, way, way too violent. Can you hear Charlotte moaning and groaning in the background?
Anyway.
So, but what do we
for
have?
For anybody who is new to the show, Charlotte is Doug's best friend.
Yeah, Charlotte is my 13-year-old English bulldog who always has something to say, sometimes even when there isn't anything to be said. So I'm going to take care of her. We'll pause for a moment and get back to the issues of the day. That's what we're all about here, the Good Day program, important stories of the day and what they all mean to you as we shake it out here. 21 before the hour on Good Day.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Tonight on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returns.
This is The Voice.
And guess who's back? Christina and CeeLo together again with Blake and Adam.
I love Maroon 5.
That's right. I don't know how to respond when you say something nice.
They're reunited and it feels so good.
He speaks one language over there.
It's all winning.
The Voice returns tonight, followed by James Spader in the premiere of The Blacklist, the show USA Today calls the fall's best new drama, tonight on NBC.
This report brought to you by Bank of America. On Tuesday, September 17th, experts in education, technology, and finance gathered at the annual New York Times Schools for Tomorrow conference. Participants discussed how to close the widening gap that exists between access to technology and comprehension and understanding of the information. A key theme was the need for better financial education. According to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly 4 in 5 U.S. adults feel it is difficult to learn about personal finance. 1 in 3 say their lack of financial knowledge has led them to poor financial decisions. Aditya Bassin, Bank of America, said, "Few would disagree that America needs better money habits. Mobile and online resources make financial education almost ubiquitous, but also add to the complexity. We see an opportunity to simplify financial education and empower America's youth so they can make better informed financial decisions." To learn more, visit bettermoneyhabits.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The Doug Severin Good Day program at 19 before the hour on Monday morning, the 23rd of September, with the things that you need to know if you want to be a conversationalist today. The Kenya mall strike, Al-Qaeda-linked fighters, people are still being held hostage. That's basically the bottom line as the standoff continues there. Meanwhile, I thought it was interesting, Kenny, some of the Republicans are saying the attack shows Al-Qaeda is growing in size and strength. That gasbag Peter King from New York was on, I think, ABC yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, when he was chairman of the Senate, or, I mean, the House Committee on Intelligence, they held a hearing on Al-Shabaab, so he knows all about it. And, yeah, okay, so maybe he knows more than you and I know, but the real bottom line here is how these people... the thing, to go back to Kenya and the fact that the Al-Shabaab is linked or basically headquartered in Somalia brings back a focus on Somalia and what we do about, you know, we're so... eager, or some people are eager, a few people are eager to go into Syria and blow things up there. Why don't we go to Somalia and blow a lot of things up there? That new movie that's out with Tom Hanks, is that this week, Captain of the Ship that gets taken over by the pirates? When does that movie start? Anybody know?
I think that's sometime in October.
Is it? Okay. Well, pretty soon, anyway. That'll tell the story. When people see that movie, you know, a lot of people don't even... They hear the story of the pirates and how ships are taken over. But until you actually have a connection to it, when you see this movie, from what I'm told, there's going to be a whole hue and cry in this country about what we're doing. If we're so interested in all these places where there are bad guys and we want to take care of them, then why don't we go... There isn't even a government in Somalia. It's run by the pirates, and groups like this Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda is just infested with them. So why don't we go blow that place up? Might be a question and a half. 888-302-3684. President goes to the United Nations this week, attending the annual General Assembly meetings, confronted by three issues, Iran, Syria, and the Israeli-Palestinian problem. Not going to fix that. Maybe we'll have some conversation about Syria. The best thing, though, looks like a meeting with the new president of Iran. That could be cool if they both handle themselves well. In diplomatic circumstances, they probably will. The United States is trying to make good on its promise of $1.3 billion in aid to all of these desperate people in Syria. But because of the war, they don't really know where this stuff is going and how to deliver it, so they're not really doing what they said they were going to do. Now, this is pretty understandable if you understand this part of the world. Even if there weren't the problems in Syria that are underscored here by all of the day-to-day headlines you see in your newspaper or you see on television or listen to the radio and hear the conversation about it, what really is going on, not only in this part of the country, but when you look at the Middle East, you look at Africa, especially sub-Saharan Africa, where I always use this as an example. Remember when the We Are the World, the Michael Jackson effort to bring aid to Africa took place? Was that 1980-something or other?
Isn't it? Yeah, 84, 85.
84, 85, that's what I was thinking, mid-80s. So there were, I think, $80, $90 million raised in that effort. And it was used to buy food and clothing, and that stuff was all shipped over to various locations where supposedly it was needed. And most of it never got to the intended beneficiaries because of the politics, because of the way governments are run over there. All of the clothing was basically burned because the governments didn't want to have this clothing, free clothing on the market, which would have affected some of the clothing manufacturers and workers in these various countries. Same with the food. The food rotted on the docks because some of these leaders didn't want it to affect the value, and that's really what it is, the value of what they grow in these countries. So under the circumstances, it is, you just kind of wonder what goes on, what the mentality is. I maintain this and have said this over and over again, we don't understand the mentality the way people think in many parts of the world, and this is a pretty good example of it. Anyway, let's see, what else? The Volkswagen bus How many people love the Volkswagen bus?
Wow.
Volkswagen says production
flashback
of the Volkswagen bus. They've been making them in Brazil, the last place in the world where the vehicle is still made and sold, will end production December 31st. No more. Isn't that? No, an image comes right into your mind.
Oh, of the absolutely. Volkswagen,
right? San Francisco, yeah. The 60s, the 50s, the 70s. I know a friend who had one of these, Kenny. They restored it. And you know, hearing it come down the street, that engine, that air-cooled engine, has always been something that is, maybe overusing the word iconic, but it's very, very much the Volkswagen. And anybody who ever owned a Volkswagen with an air-cooled, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Those little buses, though, they were so much fun to drive. I remember driving one a long time ago. Just a lot of fun to drive. Not very safe, but fun. Fun to drive.
Well, can't have everything.
No. Not at all. Increasingly popular bathroom wipes, those thick pre-moistened towelettes. Danger, danger, those people who are using those report out today. You probably ought to avoid them if you're going to flush them down the toilet. They aren't as flushable as the ads say they are. Those thick towelettes, do not put them down the toilet. They will plug up your toilet. Make sure you throw them away. I'm not saying don't use them. I'm just saying don't use them and expect them to work well in your plumbing. Because 9 times out of 10, if you use more than one and you flush it down the toilet, it'll plug up the drain. You got to get the plunger, or you got to get the snake, or you got to call the plumber. So, will you take my word to the wise as being sufficient? Got it? Who won in football over the weekend? There are more football games. Last night was during the usual clicking around from station to station while the Emmys were on and want to watch HBO. And I think I saw two or three, if not more, football games on. And the same thing with college football on Saturday. Six teams still have not won a game. The Steelers. Boo! I'm a New England guy. For those of you who are new to the program, this program, my portion of it, comes to you from my studio on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. So I guess I'm supposed to be a Patriots fan, although I don't really care. As a matter of fact, those of you who are new listening to one of the 18 or 19 stations that's carrying the program for the first time this week, you'll maybe be annoyed with me because of my whole position on football. I'm against it. I think parents are irresponsible if they let their children play football. I think football is doomed because of the dangers of playing football. So that's one more thing for you to think about as you listen to whatever is going on here. Essence of ladies and gentlemen having trouble with their hair. How many of you are losing your hair? How many of you, when you look in the mirror in the morning, have real issues with how you look? Your hair is thinning. Would you like to fix that problem? Of course you would. How about you try Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It is a new natural hair thinning therapy. Introducing with that the new Provia Super Concentrate. So there are two reasons to call 800-525-8319. One of them is that you get Provia that cleans out the pores in your scalp and lets the hair start growing again. You've used cheap shampoos for much of your life, and that's, you know, you're suffering the consequences because that stuff is like cement in your pores. So you cleanse it out with Provia, hair starts growing again 4 times faster and thicker because there's something in the product, all natural, that makes the hair you do have look thicker. Better and more visible results with Provia. Call 800-525-8319 and watch your hair start growing again very quickly. The new Provia Super Concentrate works well, too. It's all going to work or your money back, period. 800-525-8319. Get your hair growing. 800-525-8319. This is Good Day at 51 past the hour.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid Vila Cig is.
Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I was chuckling because I asked a sort of rhetorical question about football games over the weekend, and then I wasn't expecting either Evan, who's in our studio in Washington, or Kenny, who's in his studio in San Diego, to have given me a concrete answer. It turns out my wish was fulfilled, because Evan's happy to tell me all the college games on Saturday were basically bad. And then I didn't hear, oh, I know what it was, the Redskins. Oh, God bless us. The Redskins in Washington, 0-3, and it's because of their name. If you would just change the name of the team, things would be much better. When are these people going to wake up there, right?
They lose a couple more, they might want to try that.
There you go, right. We just call the Washington Winners. Just change the name to dump the Redskins, call them the Washington Winners. Then they'd win, right? It's all psychology.
That's right there. That's right there in the name. They'd have to.
Right. All right, it's Tech Talk time here on Good Day. Shelley Palmer is with us, who's going to talk with you about the iOS 7's new feature,
which is the iPhone Operating System 7.
Yeah, is that what that is? But they call That's it iOS, right? Is that what they call it? Or am I showing my ignorance because I don't know what iOS is, or the iPhone operating system?
I don't have an iPhone, so it's possible that some call it that. I don't know.
It's iOS. Oh, okay. Evan says it's iOS. I have a flip phone. What do I know? Right up with the times. I don't have much credibility when it comes to this stuff. Anyway, so Shelley's going to talk about the new feature Command Center, which allows you to get to some of the most used apps with just one swipe. So that information coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, iOS 7 launched last week with a whole suite of new features, but none may be more important than Command Center. By swiping up from the bottom of the screen at any time, even if your device is locked, you're given quick access to the features you're most likely to use. Command Center features one-touch access to flashlight, alarm, calculator, and camera apps, as well as one-press toggles for airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, Do Not Disturb, and portrait orientation. By grouping these functions together, Apple significantly cut down the time we all wasted looking for these features around home screens, folders, and settings menus. Command Center also gives you access to slide bars for screen brightness and volume, as well as playback functionality for whatever you're listening to. But one of the smartest things Apple did is to include the option for you to disable access to Command Center while playing games. No, Temple Run, I don't want to change my screen's brightness. I just want to clear that gap. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
888-302-3684. Always puts you in touch with whatever the focus is here on Good Day. Improving the lives of people all around the world through sustainable development is one of the challenges facing world leaders today. Brian Osich is here to help you understand how broadband can play a part in providing people with a better quality of life.
The more broadband there is, the better chances our world has in solving global sustainability issues. That's the gist of a new report headed from the Broadband Commission to world leaders. Secretary General of the International Telecommunication Union, Dr. Hamadoun Touré.
In the Broadband Commission, we are looking at sustainable development goals beyond 2015. We know that we won't meet our targets for education without e-education or health without e-health. Broadband can play a positive role in empowering women, creating youth employment, and lifting people out of poverty.
The report on the post-2015 agenda stresses the importance of broadband in helping achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. President and CEO of Ericsson, Hans Vestberg.
We estimate three times as many people in the world will have access to broadband by 2018. Our aim with this report is to recommend how to best leverage broadband and communication technology for the good of society.
For more, log on to broadbandcommission.org. That's Newsbreak from Ericsson.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, essence of the Pope speaking yesterday about what he thinks of gays, abortion, that thing is underscored again. Professor Massimo Fagioli was...
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.